The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said this to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how much to give God's gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
We are excited to welcome the Totus Tuus teams here this week at St. Joseph. We're going to be combined with St. Thomas More to put on this great week of catechesis and fun and just forming our young people at St. Joseph and St. Thomas More to be disciples of Jesus. Now, as we're thinking a lot about the summer, I taught Totus Tuus. I'm a former Totus Tuus teacher, guys, so I watch everything you do this week. And I was the chaplain for Totus Tuus, Oklahoma, Tulsa, for about 6 or 7 years. It's a wonderful program. I was thinking back to my time at Totus Tuus when I was a teacher. I was in between my junior and senior year in college and taught for Totus Tuus. And two things that were incredibly important for me that summer. One, that summer, Jesus taught me how to pray. Because being a Totus Tuus teacher puts you in sort of a prayer boot camp. Because every day you're expected to pray morning, evening, and night prayer, Liturgy of the Hours, a rosary every day, a chaplet of Divine Mercy every day, spend like as much time in prayer as you can every day, and to live this life of prayer and really bringing everything to the Lord. So that was one thing. But also one thing that I realized and the Lord taught me that summer was, and this is really a principle of the spiritual life, is that what I pray to God for, I have to actually believe he will answer. If you pray but you don't believe that he'll answer your prayers or he'll answer them according to his will, then our prayer won't be efficacious. We got to believe that God wants us to be holy. Lord Jesus, teach us to pray. It would be easy with this gospel to talk about the soul-saving, incredible importance of prayer in the life of any person. But this desire that comes from the heart of the disciples to ask this question, Lord, teach us to pray, to ask this of Jesus. Teach us. I want this to be our request today as well. Not just what is prayer about, but Jesus, I need you to teach me how to do this. You might think or say to Jesus, but Lord, I do not know how to pray as I ought. Listen. Be silent. Be aware of the desires of your heart. Prayer is a surging of the heart toward the infinite God who loves us and who is love. Surging forward, and at the same time, totally abandoning our will to the will of God. Lord, teach me to listen. Lord, allow me to hear your call for my life. Lord, your will be done, not mine. These are prayers you could use, by the way. Lord, teach us to pray. Every so often here at the parish, you'll see these little booklets called The Word Among Us. One of the early editors of The Word Among Us was a man named Luis Perrotta. And one year, he led a small pilgrimage group to Italy and to Rome, and was able to, because of his connections and however you do this, he was able to participate in a private mass with St. John Paul II. When he was still Pope, of course. He said, this is Luis Perrotta, he said, the experience was life-changing. He was in a small group with these pilgrims, and they were led to the entrance of the papal chapel. The Pope came out and greeted them very warmly, and then the Pope led them into this chapel. And Mr. Perrotta had this to say about the experience. This is a direct quote. As he entered the chapel, the Pope, it was as if the Pope had eyes only for God. He headed for the altar and fell to his knees for about 20 minutes of prayer, first on the marble floor, then on the kneeler, and then went and vested for Mass. The Eucharistic celebration that followed was simple, but exceptionally moving. He was a man deeply, intensely immersed in communion with his Lord. I wasn't prepared for the effects of close contact with that sort of burning intensity. They began welling up in me later in the day, like a time-release capsule, during a long car ride to France. Sitting alone in the back seat, I could only stare out the window as wave after wave of love and mercy flooded my heart. It was a fire, too, an almost unbearably burning desire to know love and be fully for God. To know love and be fully for God. Is this not the goal of the Christian life? The goal of prayer. To be fully known by God and to be fully immersed in love. To be fully focused on the presence of God. There are thousands of stories told about St. John Paul II of people witnessing him in prayer and in that moment being transformed. People astonished at his intense connection to Jesus. People surprised at his level of commitment to being close to Jesus. If you've ever had a chance to be in the same church, or if you ever had the chance to be in the same country as St. John Paul II when he was alive, then you know this feeling. So what does this teach us? Jesus himself, he had a prayer life. Several times in the Gospels it says he went off by himself to pray. He had a prayer life. According to the scripture, he went often in silence by himself to pray to his Father. He goes off to pray to his heavenly Father. When you pray, this is a thought on this whole question. Stop worrying about how to pray. When you pray, don't worry about how. Asking Jesus to teach you to pray is itself a prayer. Jesus, teach me how to pray. And in that asking of the Lord, we can say many other things. Maybe you could also say, Jesus, teach me. Jesus, heal me. Jesus, show me. Jesus, love me. These simple prayers, I think, are always the best. What do we learn from these readings on Jesus' lesson on prayer? From the Old Testament, we realize how merciful God really is. God is a merciful God. He will not destroy us. He wants to save us. St. Paul, in the second reading, says, if that is true, then you must direct every prayer toward the cross of Jesus. Prayer is living in full relationship with Jesus. The cross of Jesus then is our altar. The cross is our refuge and our goal. We want to take up our cross. When Jesus is the consistent object of our prayer, the consistent object of our gaze, of our daily conversation, then we can find true and lasting peace. Do you have things in your life? Do you have trauma from your past? Do you have questions about life and about the faith? Do you have doubt in God? The invitation of the Lord today is, ask me to teach you how to abandon all things to me. Ask the Lord in confidence and in trust. And to the Father is saying to us, let me form your heart and guide your steps. The Holy Spirit is saying to us, let me inform your decisions and fill your soul with consolation and peace. The Holy Spirit wants to fill us with spiritual power, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that we can be faithful and holy and committed to the Lord. Jesus, I want to have, what was the line? The unbearably burning desire to know, to love, and to be fully your disciple. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.